Let's take a little break from Ahavas Chesed to talk about Purim, upcoming Yantiv. I'm going to be learning through the first piece in a sefer called Yemei HaPurim. Sefer Yemei HaPurim is written by Rabbi David Cohn, the Rosh Hashiva of Chevron in Yerushalayim. Beautiful, beautiful sefer. And we're going to be going through many of the points he discusses in the first siman he has in his sefer. We say in the piyut of Shoshanas Yaakov, that's said after we lay in Megillah, it's a song, Shoshanas Yaakov, Tzahal V'Samecha, and we say, Teshuasam Hayisa L'Netzach. Teshuasam means the redemption that happened on Purim, Hayisa L'Netzach, it was forever, it was Nitzchias, it was eternal. Now, what exactly does that mean? In what way was the redemption of Purim something nitzchi, something which is eternal? We were enslaved many times after Purim. We were persecuted and suffered many times throughout the ages. What remains forever from the redemption of Purim? There's a very famous medrash, a chazal, which is difficult to explain. The medrash says that all the mayadim, all the Yamim Tovim of Klal Yisrael, they'll cease when Mashiach comes. They'll stop, except for Purim. Purim is the only one that will still be observed. Now, the exact language of the Medrash is, Kol HaMayadim Asidin B'Telem. All the Mayadim, all the Yamim Tovim, Asidim will eventually, in the future, be B'Telem, be B'Tel, which literally translated is, they'll cease to exist. But the days of Purim are never going to be batel, forever. They will never be, never cease to exist. And we learn this from the Pasuk in the Megillah. The days of Purim will never leave from the Jews. Now the Rishonim have a very difficult time explaining what this Chazal could possibly mean. How could such a thing be true? How could you say that the Yamim Tovim will cease to exist? They can't cease to exist. No mitzvahs will stop when Mashiach comes. So the Maral explains the Medrash that it doesn't mean the Yamim Tovim will cease to exist and will stop observing them. Rather, the word used is betalim. And that really means not that they'll cease, but rather they'll become secondary. They'll become like in food, we have this concept in Hilchas Brachas, there's a tuffel and an ikker, and you only make a bracha on the ikker, like when you wash for a meal, you only make a bracha on the bread, and everything else is secondary to the bread. It's a tuffel, it's bottled to the bread, and therefore we don't make a bracha on it. That's what it means. All the other Yamim Tovim, when Mashiach comes, they're going to be secondary. They're going to be secondary to the main event, and we're only going to address the main event from that point and on. Because when Mashiach comes, the redemption from Mitzrayim will become secondary to the great redemption of La'asad Lavei. We won't stop celebrating Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos, but they are all connected to Yetzias Mitzrayim, which will pale in comparison to the eventual redemption. It'll be viewed just as a preparation, a forerunner to the full Yeshua brought about by Mashiach. When we celebrate them, it'll be in the shadow of the great redemption that we'll really be celebrating at the same time. And in that way, they will be batel. They will be a tafel. They'll be secondary to the big, big event that we're going to really be celebrating on all those Yamim Tovim, which is the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu, Be'ez Hashem. But the redemption of Purim isn't associated with Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's on its own, it stands on its own, and this redemption won't be secondary at all. That's what the Maharal explains, the Medrash is saying. The Purim will remain in its elevated status, even after Mashiach comes. Now, we need to understand this. It's true that Purim isn't connected to Yetzias Mitzrayim, but why is it such a significant redemption that it will be a primary Yom Tov even after Mashiach will come? All the other Mayadim will become secondary, so much so that they're referred to as Batalim, as like their Batel, like something that becomes Batel Baroiv in 60 when a Trefa thing falls into Kashrus. It becomes irrelevant to the majority. Now, how can Purim be so elevated and important to be equal to the redemption of Mashiach? And in order to understand, we have to learn through a very important explanation that the Vilna Gaon writes in the beginning of his Pirush on Megillas Esther, which Amir Tzeh Hashem will get to in the next shir.